Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
How do you come into the new year being late? OMG.
Because I was born late. Don't you know this is my month? I was born late.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. Yo, what up, everybody? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It is Big Red and Brother B. Another edition of the menu. First one for the new year. Happy New Year to everyone. Hope everyone is well and doing fine. And if you're not, listen, put God first. Everything will sort itself out. Real talk.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Red, what's going on?
Nothing, just chilling, man. Just chilling. Happy to see another year. Happy to see another year. Yeah. It's been starting off pretty good so far.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. You know, I kind of ended off my year strong, starting strong. So I got to keep the momentum. Can't talk too much about that. The haters are going to hate. But,
Of course, man.
Yeah, of course. But, I'm glad we're here. We good. Like I said, another episode of Menu. What up? Big Red, Brother B. Coming at you. Internet radio. What up? Blog Talk Radio. What up, everybody? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook at Mind You Are. Mind Your Mental. That's You Are. Not Y-O-U-R. It's Mind You Are, your mental.
Like you as in university, R as in Robert.
Well, thank you. Thank you. The menu, mind your mental. Yeah, man. So before we get underway with this topic, I just want to give a shout out to all stupid people who made it into the new year, not using their brains as usual. And some people who don't use their left or right turn signals, to people who just seem to walk aimlessly in the street while looking at their phone, thinking that, you know, these 2,000-4,000-pound vehicles that are on the road just don't hurt. But anyway, I just want to give y'all a shout out. I hope y'all doing well. Yeah, hope you're doing well, you know. To all my ignorant people out there, you know, what up? You know, the menu got love for y'all, too, you know. Got to keep a balance. Can't have a sandwich without bread. You know what I'm saying? So
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? So if you can't call yourself smart, if there ain't no ignorant people, because you wouldn't know what smart was. So... With that being said, tonight's topic, Facebook fakers. I've been wanting to do this for a while, even though it's been slipping my mind. I've been wanting to do this for a while because people really need to stop. But I'm going to let you start this. Please start it.
You want to let me start?
Mm. Yeah,
they are Facebook fakers. That's what they do. They Facebook fakers. They all over the place. I mean, from the regular people to the celebrities. And it's like the regular people are trying to be celebrities, so they fake on Facebook and Instagram so they can become celebrities for doing nothing. And then the celebrities are doing nothing, and they still, you know, they already famous, but they being famous for doing nothing. Like, let's talk about this young man, well, if you could call him a young man, Soulja Boy, and this Chris Brown and Soulja Boy.
Okay, explain that to me, please. Yes, thank you. explain.
Listen, I'll try to explain it to you the best way I can. I just know that the I don't know where it even started from, tell you the truth. I really don't know where it started. I know that the young man, Soulja Boy, I know he's been flipping off at the mouth a lot with other people and other things, and this is supposedly the he has a child with Teddy Riley's daughter, and I know he was on that Love and Hip Hop at one time. So now he's been, you know, going off at the mouth with certain things. Now all of a sudden, now he came at somebody else. I can't remember who it was. Now he's coming at Chris Brown. Now I want to do this to Chris Brown, and when he see me this, and this, you know, this dude is a cornball. Like, he came out with like one song, that Superman, that who, and all.
Yeah.
He came out with that one song. And I, you know, like, you really didn't really hear anything. Like, I think he came out with another song, but it was just like, it's gimmicks. Like I said, it's gimmick songs. Not no real rap, real stuff.
Not hip hop. Not real hip hop.
Right, not real hip hop. So now you beefing with, my thing is this. You're a cornball. Everybody knows you're a cornball. Everybody knows it. So supposedly he went somewhere and he tried to also try to tell people, the streets know me and the hood knows me. And, you know, dudes is like, we don't know you. Like, they be flaming him. Like, they flame him. Like, they, you know, be wanting to beat him up and all kinds of stuff. He had beef recently, and they showed it that he had some type of beef with some dude, and he tried to act like, the hood know me. And the guys were like, nah, get out of here. Who you talking about? We know you. And they took his phone and all this other stuff. So, you know, that's my what I'm saying. It's like, and then he made some video with, so he was talking about some dudes, and he had to do all of this stuff. He talking about the dudes came in the house and he shot at him, and it's just like, stop it, like stop. Just like you said, Facebook, like stop it. It's just like social media. It's like stop. It's too much. Stop it. You're corny.
Okay.
You're a cornball, and you're trying to make yourself relevant again. It's like you're not that cute. Like, your Soulja Boy is like your Soulja Man now. Like, you're not a little kid anymore.
All right. Well, he was never a soldier anything. But
exactly. Well,
okay.
It's not spelt like that. It's not spelt like soldier either. It's like soldier, like he's some type of neo soul artist or something.
He shouldn't even be equated with nothing spiritual at all. Even nothing. But wait a minute. Okay. So that reminds me. I saw a video where these cats was sitting down I think it was on Vlad TV, where a couple of cats were sitting down and somebody was interviewing it and asking them about Soulja Boy shooting him. So, you know, I couldn't understand what was going on until I realized, like, this got to be scripted, because the dude is sitting there like, yeah, so Soulja Boy shot me. Yeah, he had a semi hype man in the background, because they was like yeah, word, he shot him. He was like, oh yeah, like he said he shot me, and then he just paused, and then the guy was like, okay, well, where did he shoot you at? So then he was like, he shot me, yeah, stop it. He shot me in the AF. And I was like,
please tell me that was a parody. That couldn't have been real.
No. And then after he said the dude shot him in the ass, like, his homeboy in the background threw up a sign like, yeah, word, like he shot him in the ass. What the hell? I was like, look at this fake bit right here. I was like, okay. Okay.
Unbelievable.
So, but I was amazed at how, like, stuck on stupid he was, and the way he was talking, it was like, yeah, he said, like, he ran up on me, but he ain't run up on me. He just walked up to me, and he gave me a glass of water, and just said, I will shoot you in your ass. You know what I mean? I'm just like, what? I was like,
oh,
really?
God. Like,
I was
yeah,
like, okay.
Exactly.
I was like, all right, social media is getting too far. So now I saw him like the picture. First of all, I didn't even really know what the kid looked like. So I just see some little scrawny Negro just kind of beefing in front of a camera. This is why, listen, not just Facebook or anything, but, yo, this is why they need to really kind of stop Facebook Live. Because, yo, real talk, not everybody really needs to be doing Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I was just, like, amazed at how many people are on Facebook, like, just not living the life that they live. Like, why do you choose to come up on Facebook and, like, go live and talk trash? Like, if you're going to say something, I respect them people that say meaningful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't sit there and respect anybody who want to say, yeah, Soulja Boy shot me in my ass, but he ain't no gangster, though. Like, really? I just really couldn't understand that. So, you know, for those who are just tuning in, what up? It's the menu. Tonight's topic, Facebook fakers. I'm just trying to get to the root of a couple of problems on social media. And it's just that I'm on Facebook and I'm just seeing all of this crap. And I'm like, why is everybody talking junk? Like, is this really how you want to, not to say that something's going to happen to you, but this is how you want to be remembered? By, like, being on all over social media talking crap?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
really?
Because it makes them relevant. That's what I'm saying with this young man. He knows that he's not a good, you know, you're not a good entertainer. You're not a good rapper. You're not really good at anything other than that one song or that one or two songs that you made. You're irrelevant now. So now you're going to try to make yourself relevant by getting on Facebook, saying some stupidness, talking about, oh, pow, 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 and you did this and that, and the dude came in. You're going to make yourself relevant to make it seem like you. But that's my thing. It's like people, that's what I'm saying, people are paying attention to this. So this way now, you're right, it's making the person relevant when they really are irrelevant. Like, you understand what I'm saying? It's just like you're corny, but people are going to make you bigger than what you are, because it's like they hyping you up now. Like, oh yeah, you seen so and so video? Yeah, because you're gonna have somebody out there, of course, the sheep, that's gonna look at that video, and probably some of these, like, more than likely some of these young people, they're gonna look at that and be like, yo, you heard what son said? Yo, son said he was doing it, and they're gonna believe that. Even though you're lying your ass off, they're gonna believe that.
All right, first of all. First of all, I never liked this little kid.
Me
neither. Boy. But my whole thing is, after all that, like, if he's trying to reignite his career or something, this is a poor way to do it. Especially talking about that you got into a fight, you're beefing with Chris Brown. All right, why is rappers on internet, well, so-called rappers, well, I won't call them, I'll just call them rappers, little rappers, whatever. Why are these cats on Facebook beefing with R&B dudes?
Thank but you. You know what? I'm sorry to cut you off.
You beefing with these singing dudes. What's up?
I said the same damn thing. That's just like, let's talk about our people back in the day. That's just like Eric B. and Rakim beefing with Babyface. You see how stupid that sounds? Do you hear how stupid it sounds?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You are a rap. You're a so-called gangster. You're the so-called gangster, quote-unquote gangster rapper. You talking about shooting it, pow, 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 and you did this, that, and other. Why in all hell are you beefing with a goddamn R&B singing? Or he don't even talk about none of that stuff in his goddamn song. So what are you doing? If you're going to beef with somebody, beef with DMX. Beef with somebody. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to beef with somebody, beef with DMX.
Yeah, but
if you're
going to
beef with somebody, beef with Jadakiss.
But if you're going to beef, don't beef on Facebook. Right, exactly. Why is everybody like that? See, that's the thing. So you're going, so people like are taking their beefs and their grievances, and there's everybody on Facebook talking trash. You're talking trash about your relationships. You're talking, and you know what's funny? I had saw something that somebody posted, and I had to share it. But it's like, yo, if you're on Facebook talking about your relationship, talk about this and talk like how wonderful it is and everything else. So when stuff hit the fan, yeah, that's right. I want to hear about it too. Like, this is our relationship too. You can't just squeeze us out when it get bad. You got to talk to us about
right?
everything.
You got
to
tell us everything.
The good and the bad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got to listen. This is the soap opera.
Yeah.
And you got to let us in. But why put your business out there like that in the first place? And why sit up there and try to front in the first place and say, yo, this is the problem? But no one really wants to address it.
No, because this is the society
everybody,
that we live in now.
Yeah. It's okay to be fake.
Right.
It's okay to be fake, and it's okay to front, and it's okay to be a fraud. Like, you don't have to be real anymore. You could just be a fraud. And this is one of the reasons why we have this president-elect coming up, because it's okay to be a fraud. It's upset, you know, except now.
Yep.
And, I mean, it kind of turns me off of Facebook sometimes and social media, because I don't have Instagram. I don't have Twitter. But I can just imagine all the posers
for
the fakers on Instagram.
I'm
like, going to
tell you right now, because I'm on Instagram, and oh, my God. Oh, if you get, oh, my God. And you can only imagine the mess that's on there. Okay?
And enlighten me, please, since I don't have it.
It's just like, on Instagram, it's more of you can't really make posts, but you can post, like, pictures and memes and, you know, post like pictures, memes, even if you want to post like something that you say, well, you can also always screenshot what you put on Facebook and put it on Instagram. But it's just like with Instagram, it's more like, you know, they got where it's the thing of if you are, you know, if you got to be half butt naked in order to get, like, people go for the, once again, it's the like thing. You gotta be half butt naked in order to get some likes, and I've seen it on so many, like female and males, but more, you know, the females' pages. It's like I've seen females and they may take pictures like plain pictures, just their face or something like that, and they get one, you know, maybe, you know, 20 likes. Let them take a picture and they have naked or some type of boob, like they see a piece of a boob, and all of a sudden they got 50 likes. 60 likes, 100, 200, 300. Like, how? Like,
so,
crazy.
Basically, you want to be like showing off your body, but of course not your mind.
Yeah,
but then,
course.
But wait a minute. But then, oh, men ain't shit. Men ain't this. Men ain't that. But wait a minute. You out there, listen, what are you doing? You out there on taking pictures of half a nipple and, you know, your butt cheeks and all this and that, and you expect somebody to, like, respect you? I mean,
right.
I'm not saying that it's okay for men to go out there and be disrespectful, but, yo, have some respect for yourself. Have some respect
right.
for yourself.
But, see, that's the thing.
Like,
Not all of them are doing it on purpose. Like, if you take a picture, like, if a woman is busty and she takes a picture, if she's just taking a selfie, she can't help it if she's a busty woman and she's taking a picture. But that's the thing. If she's taking the selfie and it just happens to be the breasts is up there, then that's when you get all these likes. But if you're just taking a picture and it's just, like, the face and you don't see that part, then it's just, like, you don't get as much like or if you one of the ones that got the plaster all the makeup on the face. And like I said, they're not – I don't think a lot of them – from the women that I see, I don't think a lot of them do it on purpose. Then there's ones on there that do be out there like that. But I don't think they do it on purpose or purposely for that. You understand, for dudes to be like that, but
no,
then, like I said, if they just take the picture, if they just taking the picture, and the dudes is, you know, and like I said, they'll get all them likes, but it's, they getting all those likes because somebody is just, like I said, it's not always the women, it's sometimes it's these thirsty, sorry to say, but some of these men are very thirsty. They're thirsty. They'll sit up there and put all the googly eyes and the heart eyes and, oh, baby, you look beautiful. Oh, you sexy. You did that. But as soon as they find out the chick got a girlfriend or she got kids, I mean, got a boyfriend or she got kids or something like that, then all of a sudden you don't see the dude put comments no more. He don't put likes no more. Oh, no, because you was trying to get at her, but when you thought she was single, that's what you thought you was trying, you thought you had a chance. So it's not always the, no. I can't say it's always the female, but, you know, besides just that, but just, it's a lot of Instagram fakers also, because you got people that on Instagram also that they take pictures or they go, guess what? And on Instagram, they got live also. They got live also on Instagram. Like, you see how they got Facebook Live?
Yeah.
They got Instagram Live. Same thing. So you go live on Instagram anytime. And it's the same thing.
Okay. I have an announcement to make. And you know, people can, whoever's listening, it takes hours to take, listen. People of planet Earth, this is Brother B. If it was really all about you, the Most High would just have created you and you only. And you would just walk this planet alone. Listen, nobody cares about what you say, you beef about on Facebook. Like, it's all entertainment to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's entertainment to sound-minded people. To the people who take it as reality, I'm sorry for you. There's a planet somewhere in the solar system, but maybe you just need to pack up and go. And do not blend the irrational with the irrational, the illogical with the logical. Because somebody picking up a phone and going on live and saying, hey, I'm this and I'm that and blah, 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 and I'll smack your dog and I'll eat your fish and pack your lunch and sing a song at the same time. Like, nobody, like, no one cares. Like, people just put likes as entertainment, and no one really likes you like that. Like, sorry to bust your bubble, but what Facebook, what's going on in Facebook doesn't always correlate with what's going on in real life, and nobody really cares about what you're saying or what you're doing. It's entertaining, yes, but be careful what you do in the name of entertainment, because there's someone with that are not in their sound mind or their right mind who's thinking this is real, and they may go out and attempt to do the same thing that you're doing,
or do something to you,
like, you know, somebody like, hey, I like Soulja Boy, and then they turn around and see Chris Brown and like throw hit him with a mud pie or something like that. Like, why you trying to flip us? And it's like, yo, what are you talking about? It's like, that's all a joke. Like, yo, I got love for the man. I enjoy his stuff. But there was, remember what, about a couple of months ago, the thing with CeeLo, where it was on Facebook, how it was a picture of him, a video of him in the studio, and he was on his phone, and it blew up.
You know, I've never seen that.
He was
I heard about it, but
yeah,
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
And it went viral, and, like, everybody was like, oh, I hope CeeLo Green is okay, and this is that and the third. But then, of course, he had to come on the next day and apologize because it wasn't what people thought.
Right.
And it's like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, people are taking the non-real, real, and what's real is, like, they treat it as fake, and I don't get it. Like, Facebook is not real. Like, what goes on, like, yeah, you may have little, people put little quotes and stuff like that, or, like, Facebook, I believe, was meant for just people to reconnect, and hey, how are you, and
yeah,
how you been,
exactly.
And this is that, the third, and share little information, but now it's gotten, over the past few years,
right.
It's really gotten out of control.
Yeah, that's exactly what Facebook started with college kids. It was college kids trying to connect with, like, their high school friends, junior high school. That's what Facebook was for, because I know when I got on Facebook back in old, when I found out about Facebook back in 09, because I was, we still was doing, like, MySpace, but then when Facebook came about, that's what, that's how I connected with a lot of friends that I went to school, like junior high school, elementary school people. And that's what it was for. At least that's what I thought it was for. And then, you know, just like you said, like at this, like if you think about it from 09 to now, we in 2017, and if you see the elevation, or I guess if you could call it evolution or elevation of it, it's just like what happened? It was supposed to reconnect people. Now it's not it's not connecting people at all. Because now you have people that were connected to each other that are not even friends anymore because of what somebody, because of something that somebody put on Facebook or something somebody said, or because of, once again, because of the latest, you know, things that's been happening for the last couple of years because, you know, with the race thing and all that other stuff. So now you got people that were connected in 09 and that, oh, I'm glad, so I'm friends with so-and-so, and I met him, and I know him since I was in junior high school. Now they don't even speak no more. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. So if you're mad at something that somebody posted, even though your name is not in it, you're an asshole. I'm sorry. Like, you're a mega asshole. Because, first of all, you don't know what the individual's intent. See, that's the thing. People think, like, a lot of people out here think that they're so smart, like they know every damn thing. But, yo, what I post, just because you feel a certain way, it doesn't mean that I have beef with you or I have a problem with you. I'm just posting something. Like, every post doesn't have to mean something. But some people out here, you talk about my kid, you talk about my girl. Listen, first of all, I don't even know your kid. Secondly, I don't even like you like – I didn't like you like that in high school. I was just being courteous by accepting your friendship. You know what I'm saying? But
right, exactly.
Some people just really take things a little bit too far. They take it to heart. Like, you were sitting at the Thanksgiving table and you say your mama's collard greens is nasty. And
yeah,
they want to fight. And then they want to
unfriend. But she didn't make
you
that sweet potato pie, that store boy.
yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
There was some eggshells
in it. You know, and then they want to unfriend you. It's like, so wait a minute, we weren't really friends at all, were we?
Absolutely, exactly. You got it, hit it on the nose, exactly. No, you wanted to be friends with me because you wanted to be freaking nosy. That's why I don't accept everybody as my friend. Only people that I know that I know, like, been on some cool, like, real cool stuff, and, like, we've been, you know, and I know that they're a certain type of person, I'll accept, but certain people I'm not going to accept because you only accepted me because you want to be nosy. Because my thing is this, why accept me, why request me as a friend? I add you as my friend, and then there's no, hey, what's up, how you doing, what's going on, you don't put no likes to nothing, you don't do nothing. No, because that's because you want to be freaking nosy. That's how
exactly
I feel about it. I think you want to be nosy because, like I said, you're going to add me as a, once again, you requested me as a friend. I added you. I said, all right, well, I know this person from the neighborhood or you know, I know them. We went to school together. We may have not been, like, real close or talked to each other all the time, but, you know, we've seen each other in passing. They may have hung out with people that I hung out with. So, okay, I'm going to add you. But then when I add you, once again, you don't like nothing. You don't say nothing. You don't, you know, at least be like, hey, what's up? You know, thanks for the ad, something. You don't say nothing. But
those
just
are
like
the
you
silent
said, but as
partners.
Soon as, huh?
Those are silent partners.
Right.
That's
and
your
then,
silent partner.
Right, but then those are lurkers. That's what they call them, the Facebook lurkers. So then, and then just like you said, if I put something up, or I say something, then that's when you want to react and say something because you think I'm saying something about you. How am I saying something about you if you don't even speak to me like that? Or
exactly.
If you put your opinion, or you say your opinion, and or I say something and you may not agree with what I say, or we may not agree, but that don't mean I'm mad with you because we may not agree. And then all of a sudden you unfriend me. Okay.
Well, see, that's one of my issues. That's one of my issues with social media. I think it's too social.
Yeah, it is. Way too
social. I think people are just too much. I think people forgot the human factor of social media, and they're too focused on just the media part and wanting to get there. Because this is it goes back to what you said earlier. No one, if you're not in that entertainment life, or you're not an actor, you're not doing something, going on Facebook and making an ass of yourself, or going on Facebook and saying stuff, it's promotion. It's your way to get your 15 minutes of fame if you can't get it nowhere else. It's a way for people to pay attention to you, for you to get attention. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are obviously attention starved, as to where they have to take 5 or 10 minutes out of their life and make a video that's pretty much irrelevant to the rest of the world. And I'm not saying people who go up there and make these little videos that are actually having something to say that's enlightening, or somebody's just saying, like, hey, I'm at Wendy's, I asked for no bacon on my burger, and they put extra bacon on my burger. Like, what's up with that? Yeah, okay, little stuff like that be funny. But don't come up there with the beef, and don't come up there, yo, son, and when I see you, I'm going to get you, and I'm going to get you.
And I'm going to pow,
and
pow, you're
gonna
pow,
be
pow
got.
You.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pow, pow, pow.
Pow, pow,
and,
pow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like,
how he sounded in the video. You know, they be sounding so, I'm a pow pow, click clack. Shut up. Like, shut up. How about you click clack? Shut up. How about you do that? Damn fools. Oh, I can't.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't.
And, and you know what? It's like this. I gotta touch on this real quick, not to stray off topic. So I have a friend, a good friend, that's texting me, and this friend is saying that I'm cursing a lot on the show. Now, don't Big Red, don't say anything.
I ain't saying anything.
This is listening. So I will say this. Listen, you can't pick and choose. No, now it's not just to this friend, but this is to anybody. You cannot pick and choose what you or someone else may deem entertaining or informative or basically whatever. Because, like I just said, the text message back. Do you go to a comedy show and do you tell a comedian, hey, why are you up there cursing so much? Listen, first of all, I didn't use the F word. I don't use the B word unless it's in terms of a male. That's the only time I use it. I don't use the B word like towards women or anything. So I didn't use any harsh words. I didn't know, you know, saying the a-hole was a bad word. But because this is a good friend of mine, I will be more respectful, and you know, I will tone it down because she said her ears are melting. So I don't want her ears to melt because she'll need them.
Mother, okay.
You know, she'll need them. And love you. Love you, buddy. But back to our topic. So, yeah, I don't understand why people really seem to think that going on social media and try, because it's like, yo, somebody's out there that is going to challenge you on the junk that you're talking. Even when you come up there with the positive stuff, somebody out there is going to challenge you on your word, on what you say and how you say it. Somebody's going to come at you.
And it happens
because
all the time.
Exactly. Somebody's always going to want to see. This dude up there, Trent Shelton? Like, he comes up there with a lot of positive stuff and all this and that. And yo, I dig it. I like some of the stuff that he said, and I'm feeling, you know, his messages. But you know, there's always going to be some idiot that's going to come along and probably see him in the street and want to test how positive he is by saying, you know what I'm saying, saying something negative. And it's like,
right?
It's kind of hard to go out and do right when there's so many people wanting to do wrong. And I'm like, yo, once again, I think social media is just a little bit too social, and it's gotten to the point where people are focused too much on the media aspect to where they feel they have to sell themselves or they have to be something else that they're not. And
right.
It's like, no, you don't have to do that. Like, if you're insecure and you can't accept yourself, don't really think that other people are going to accept you just because of what you post on the internet. Because, like I said, 9 times out of 10, nobody really cares. But then you turn around and you have other avenues like YouTube. And people up there making stupid videos or videos that other people may deem funny and doing certain things. And it's ridiculous. There's this, I guess he's Indian, Islamic dude. He runs around and
oh, the guy that put
like
the,
his
act
garb.
Like he bombs, yeah, act like he
calm yeah.
down and run
then,
away and all that.
Yeah, and then one day he's on a plane. And then he wants to do the whole little spoof about how he says something in Arabic and everybody on the plane, you know, like somebody on the plane says something, so they're throwing him off the plane. Like, listen, man, I don't know what your angle is. I don't know what it's all about. I don't know if it was true or not. But all I can say is this. If it wasn't true, like, you're an ass. Because, yo, dude, you're on the plane. People get scared. People already have this preconceived notion
right.
about
mm-hmm.
other types of people and their religion, and you're feeding, you're spoon-feeding them the stereotype.
Feeding that fear. Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
You're feeding
you're
that
feeding
fear.
You're feeding the fear, and you're giving them an extra dose of it by acting stupid on a plane. Man, like, come on, really? But, yeah, you think it's funny, and you think it's okay. The first thing you want to do is put it on social media. Then you wonder why people are treating other people of your background or descent in this
way.
Country
yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't get it. You know, people don't get it. Like I said, it's all about fame. It's about those likes. I'm telling you, that little like button on Facebook and that little heart button on Instagram, I'm telling you, that's like everything to a person. Like people will really fight and argue over stuff like that. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, it's crazy now. Like, it's like people will really be fighting, like, oh, you didn't put a like to my picture. I don't have to. What do you mean I didn't put a like? I don't have to put a like. Like, people get like offended, or they get attitudes, or they be like, oh, so and so was on my page and didn't put a like to my picture, or didn't respond to me when I said something. Really? I have to respond to you? I don't have to always respond to something that you say.
Exactly.
I don't have. Yeah, but you know, just like you said, it's just like you know, just like with the like I said with the friend thing. I see some people, especially like these younger people. I see them with like they got 2,000, 3,000, 100,000. Well, not 100, but 1,000 friends. How you have like how do you know that many people? You just got here. How the hell you know that many people? I've been here for 45 years. How the hell you know that many people? And you only 20, you only 20 or 18 years old. How do you know that many people? I don't understand.
I don't know.
I don't understand it. That's too many people to be having on my page. That's too much. I don't want all of that.
Well,
that's
if you look at it.
For me.
Excuse me, the definition of friend is not what it used to be.
No,
so,
not at all.
You know, everybody that you meet, oh, gosh, what time I got the hiccups now? Everybody that you meet is not your friend. Somebody probably put, like, a root on me or something. Did you do that, my friend, and you're listening? You said, oh, he said a bad word again, and now all of a sudden I got the hiccups.
I can't. Stupid. But it's just
that's
crazy.
Not nice. But anyway, you know, once again, you rock with Big Red, Brother B on the menu. 347-324-3395 is the calling number. But yeah, this whole thing of validating yourself in front of a camera has really gotten out of control.
Right, that's why they be faking that stuff.
just like when it was going down with the election. I see plenty of people with their opinions, and opinions is always nice, but just because I don't want to vote for the same person that you're voting for, I may not want to vote at all. Oh, don't unfriend me, or do this, or go do that. If you believe in this, wait a minute.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Uh-huh.
It became that serious. Okay, so if I want to vote for Hillary, you trying to tell me that we not cool no more?
Yep.
Really?
That's how serious it's become. That's how serious it is now.
But I think, once again, when some people feel that they're that important, like, listen, there are people that I know on Facebook that I went to school with, that I grew up with, that I have a general concern for. And there are those who just add me as a friend because maybe they know somebody that knows me, or I may seem cool or whatever. Listen, it's all good and I appreciate it. But don't get it confused.
All right.
Depending on who you are, I'm not your friend.
Yep.
Like, we're not friends, and your existence is irrelevant to me. Real talk. Like, there are people that I love and care about on Facebook, people that I'm concerned about. And once again, I hate to bust your bubble, but you're not that important. Especially if I don't even really know you, or I've never met you. You're not that important. And that doesn't go for everyone. But if you're going to be the type of person that has something disrespectful or something condescending to say when I post something, dude, I don't need you there. Like, I don't need that negativity. You know what I'm saying? Go sit in the corner and play with your feet and spew that negativity. But I don't need that. But there are a lot of people out there that do, and it's sad that social media, especially places like Facebook, where people come on and then there's all of a sudden, like, they're racists and they're like, they're saying this and they're this and they're that. And I'm like, wow. Like, some of the stuff that I've seen posted on social media makes me like, maybe we need to start the human race all over again. Because how do you, like, it's bad enough when you turn around and use the N-word and then you're calling people gorillas and monkeys and all types of stuff. And then there's camel jockeys, and then there's it and everything. Like, I'm like, why is, like, wow. I didn't come to social media for this.
Right.
I didn't come to social media to like, I go outside in the world every day, and I deal with enough out there. The last thing I want to do is come on a computer, come on Facebook, and, you know, you may want to check, oh, I wonder how my people's day was, and somebody up there talking about hate. Oh, this person's gay. This person's
You know
this,
why?
This
because nobody
not.
Else wants
Yo,
to
I
listen to
I don't want
to
hear that, man.
Because nobody else wants to listen to him.
True. But the sad part is, then again, there's somebody that supports their rhetoric and their propaganda. And they feed into it. And the next thing you know, once again, there it goes with the like. And then they feel that, oh, somebody's listening, so they got the battery in their back, so they keep continuing to spew whatever negativity is on their heart. But then at the same time, then you got some people that just throw it out there just to do it. They don't have to be racist, but they just like to start trouble.
Yeah, they just like, yeah, of course. They're troublemakers, of course.
And
of course.
I don't understand what's your purpose on this rock?
Because once again,
to do that,
like they say, they're lonely. Lonely, they don't have any friends. People, nobody really likes them or wants to deal with them. And they're probably some of them might be, you know, people that don't never go out the house, don't never go out, don't do nothing. So, you know, that's the only way they feel that they can, that's the only way they feel they can connect or have some kind type of connection to people is by going on Facebook. And they figure if they say, once again, I'm going to say it like this, and I say it all the time. See, people took, like, remember when everybody said, oh, keep it real, keep it real, keep it real. It's the difference between keeping it real and just being plain out and out mean. Or just saying something just out of meanness or hate. And people get a lot of that. I mean, a lot of that confused on Facebook and Instagram or social media, just period. It's a difference between keeping it real and just being plain out arrogant, mean, and hateful. But they look at it as, I'm keeping it real. Oh, I'm saying what I'm saying because I'm keeping it real. No, you're saying what you're saying because you're being hateful or you're just being mean. Keeping it real is saying something that has meaning to it, okay? Having facts to what you're saying. No, you're just spewing stuff out your mouth, not out your mouth, but spewing stuff when you typing on that keyboard. You just go into a trance and just start saying stuff. And you're not thinking before you say stuff. Because I know when I'm on Facebook, and before I say what I have to say, I think about it first. And I think of how it's going to affect somebody.
True.
Unless it's somebody that I don't like, and yeah, I'm going to say something to you. If I don't like you, yeah, I'm going to say something or say what I have to say, but I'm still going to be respectful because it's nothing wrong with having an opinion, but once again, if somebody says something and say they don't like what I said, I'm going to still tell the person, listen, I respect what you said. You may not like what I've said, but okay, I'm going to respect what you said.
True. So we got a caller, 5891. You're on the air with Dominion. What's up?
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the one and only Man of the Hour.
K-Dog.
What's up?
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, brother. Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, man, just here, just chilling. Man, listen. Look, I couldn't help but, you know, had to listen to the show, especially when you guys are talking about Facebook, social media.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love it.
Listen. You know, I'm going to be as cool and as calm and as respectful as I can be because I'm K-Dog. This is a new year, new me. Let me tell y'all something. My people. Now, I'm going to start preaching now. My people.
Amen.
2017. Facebook ain't your damn lives, man. You know, listen, this is my issue with social media. People, there are some people out there who live their entire life on social media. I mean, are you serious? I mean, even if you gotta go take a shit in the bathroom, you're gonna put it on Facebook?
Yep. They should do.
You know,
well, when they start flushing and you hear it in the background, then you know we got problems.
Listen, I know that's a problem because, listen, I'm on social media, and Brother B, you're on my page. You don't see me putting all that ridiculous stuff on my page. I put a few videos up of me doing something. I'm talking about something that's relevant, something that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You're a logical human being.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I share pictures on Facebook, you know, if I'm doing something with my family, but I'm not going to sit there and, you know, this is what it is. Like, years ago when I first got on in 2009, I got on Facebook. Yeah, I did lose a friend on Facebook. Because of Facebook, this person and I, it's been that long and we're no longer friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it is.
Wow.
And, you know, the thing is, you have to be careful of what you put on there. But, you know, you have to make it clear. Listen, I'm not offending anybody. Here's what I think. That's it. But some people take it to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
They go out their way to be disrespectful, to get nasty. I mean, listen, whatever beef you have with someone, you don't have to put it on social media. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's senseless because, you know what, you're the one that looks bad.
Oh, not these days.
But they don't see it like that.
They don't see it like that these days.
No.
Now, if you go do big and bad stuff, honey, you the man, you the person, yeah. He coming at so and so, he the yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I find interesting? Not to cut across, but this is the deal. People are watching. It's not just regular people, but there are law enforcement people.
Exactly.
All of this. Like, I had went for a city job some time ago, And, yo, they want to know the Facebook password. They want to know what you got going on social media. Because some
exactly.
of them think it's insight to how you think and how you live. And like you said, you got to be careful what you say. Because somebody will hold you to that. Yeah, exactly. They're always watching. And they'll say, well, I remember you said this a couple years ago. And ever since then, we've just been, you know, trying to find the link.
You know what else, too? And I'm glad you brought that up, Brother B, because, you know, now these days, you know how people talk about snitching. These days, you don't need to snitch because it's all over social media.
Yeah,
stupid idiots who go out there and commit crimes and put the picture on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter showing off. Here's
they
what I just
live.
Did.
Why
I
are they
just,
doing
I,
it?
Do, you know, you just shot up a place, and you're going to go up in there and take a picture with your gun in your hand and say, yeah, I did it. What? Yeah, you did it?
Because
okay, they
said it was a movie.
Exactly.
A movie. They was filming
and
a movie.
And, you know,
and
I don't,
it happened to be real bullets in the gun.
You know, here's the thing with social media. I thought that social media, like you said before, was a way to reconnect with people, but apparently it's not to reconnect with people because you got some idiots out there who take social media to the extreme.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Yes, they do.
Whatever it is you're doing, you don't have to put it up on social media. You don't.
I want to because I want to be seen.
Yeah, I want to be seen. Or I want to be, and you know, people do that, and you know what? It causes a problem. And some people, whatever it is they're doing, they have to show off. Yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, look at me. Look at me. Look at what I got. Look at what I got. And and you know what? Even in the world of dating, social media is a problem. Because you have some people.
How about in the world of marriage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You're putting all your business out there on social media. Are you serious? Listen, everyone's proud of you. Just got into a relationship. Hey, congratulations. But every day they put every detail of what they're doing. This is what so-and-so's doing for me. And on top of that, throwing shade at your exes, that's not cool at all. Because you know what? I see people do it. Yeah, man. They do it. And you know what? You know what? The relationship doesn't work out, and the ex is sitting there laughing at you and be like, I thought you were all of that and then some. What happened?
Well, listen, everybody talk about the good part, but they don't go on the social media and talk about the bad part.
Oh, no.
And
see,
that's the thing.
No,
if you call yourself real, and you call yourself being up front, then you should be talking about the good and the bad. But my whole thing is, you really shouldn't be exposing the nature of your relationship
at all.
Like, you should keep that exposure, like, very limited.
Somebody should
walk down the street
business.
And be like, oh, that's so-and-so girl. Like, oh, that's so-and-so girl. How do you know? Oh, I saw her on Facebook.
Because she's posting everything.
Because she posted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she wants everything.
Like, yeah, you can't do that.
I stopped at the store. I went to Target. And I bought soap powder. So, did you really feel the need to put that on social media?
Yeah.
It's
what
not
the
like
hell?
You were sharing. It's not like you were saying, yo, everybody go to Target. They got a sale going on. And da 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 da. And you being informative. But if you just telling people, like, oh, I just went and bought some soap powder. Okay.
Well, they do it.
Oh, I got a better one for you. Hey, I just bought some Preparation H because my hemorrhoids are killing me.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. I mean, it's funny.
But
it's kind of wild. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Because now I know you got hemorrhoids. So I'm going to clown on you now. I'm clowning you.
Yeah, I'm going to clown on you. And you know, I just ate some food and it's upsetting my stomach. I'm on the toilet right now. You know, come on, man.
Listen, I've seen people go live talking about they in the bathroom. It's like, what? Are you serious?
That's between you and the damn toilet.
Hmm.
Why are you broadcasting it all over?
Yeah, some people care. This is what sharing means, caring.
Yep.
Yeah,
I guess it's how much they care. Yeah.
Look at me.
Oh gosh, we got 34 minutes left, and with that,
yeah,
I really kind of wanted to I got to give a salute to our current commander in chief, President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
I want to thank God for you, your family, and what you have represented and emulated these past 8 years.
Yeah.
You brought, in my opinion, there was, before he came along, there really seemed to be a moral decline, you know, especially when it came to politics.
Mm-hmm.
But he brought something back to it, along with a coolness to it. But he brought something to the table, and it just made me say, Like, I didn't care about the politics. I don't know President Barack Obama. I don't know his daughters or his family. But you know what? They made this personal. So it's beyond the politics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember that the first couple of years he was in, and he's talking about his mother-in-law come over and cook. Like, wow.
Right.
Like, that's
the realness.
That's dope. He's like, yeah, we sit down and we have dinner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, it's just
you
personal.
Made him feel like he was part of your own family.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, no scandals.
Nope.
His wife, first lady ain't pop up half naked somewhere. He wasn't caught doing anything that he shouldn't have been doing. As much shade and as much dirt. Because I don't care what anybody says. To people who want to talk about Obama didn't do this, Obama didn't do that. Listen, let me tell you something. People always say, what's that saying? People always say, see what you don't do, but never see what you do do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And I don't really want to hear about what you claim he didn't do
for you.
You know what I'm saying? Or what you claim he didn't do at all. Because, of course, they're not going to broadcast it. Why? Sad to say, it's because he's a black man. And he's a black man that came in with good intentions. And I'm not saying that people that are not black, real quick, before, let me finish up. Like, I'm not going to say people that who are non-African-American are racist when they're talking against them, but you're kind of showing your colors a little bit when you do say or make disparaging remarks about him. Because would you have made that about Bush? Would you have made that about Reagan or Clinton? You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Who, you know, like, really? So I'm gonna miss that man. I'm gonna miss his family. I'm just gonna miss what they represented and the positivity that they were putting out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely going to miss that. I don't know what's going to come up or what's going to be going on for the next 4 years. Everybody seems to be a little nervous. A lot of people seem to be nervous. Listen, it's going to be what it is. Don't feed into the hype. Well, you know, everybody's going to feed into the hype. Like, oh, my gosh, he's going to send us away, and he's going to separate families, and people want to get deported and all this. Like, yo, stop it. Before you cause, like, a national panic. Like, once again, it's like that propaganda. And once again, Facebook is one of the tools that people use to spread the propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
There's only but so much that can be done. So don't think you're going to be here today and going on Thursday on a plane back to your country. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that. But, it's sad that there are people out there that actually are like the hype men to what he's saying. Because like you said on Absolute Truth, K-Dog, 46% of the country did not vote.
Exactly.
What does that say? That's a lot.
It is.
Unbelievable.
And the fact that there's other little questionable issues about hacking and all this other stuff. Like, listen, I don't know what's going on. I really don't care. I just got to sit back like, yo, just leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just got to sit back and be like, yo, I don't want to be bothered with this.
Yeah.
I really don't. But, like I said, I don't know what's going to happen for the next 4 years, but all I know is you just got to put God first and, you know, pray for the best. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
You know, what I got to say about President Obama is that for 8 years, we saw somebody who represented what a leader should be. He showed,
exactly.
He showed true leadership in the face of the ugly attacks that he faced from people in Washington,
mm-hmm.
those in Washington who were opposed to him from the get-go. Obama showed class. He showed that he's an educated man, and he showed that he's a true leader. And, you know, Michelle Obama, I've seen first ladies, but she, out of all of the first ladies, she showed class, she showed intelligence, and she showed that she could be a mother. Not just to Malia and Sasha, but mothers to the children of America. Why?
But could I add on, K-Dog? Add on real quick, K-Dog?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
The one thing that I love about what she put out there is that the fact that she let it be known, I got my husband's back. I got my man's back. I got my family.
Mm-hmm.
This is the black woman. This is what it is. We're
the proud
backbone.
Black woman.
Because, you know, listen. I ain't trying to undermine my man, you know, the president.
No.
But his wife was definitely is definitely
his back
shown. Oh yes, no, without a doubt. And I think a lot of people got mad. A lot of people got mad because they saw that. Like for years they've been trying to tear down the structure of marriage, the structure of the family, the structure of the black family. And then
the black
this guy
exactly.
and his wife and his kids go, and they're black, and they're showing this, and they're showing that, and it's looking beautiful. And somebody's like, I can't stand it. Meanwhile, on TV, there ain't no more Huxtables anymore.
Nope.
There ain't no different world anymore. They showing
it's
black families, some of them are clowns. They're clowns, they're laughing jokes. That's all it is.
And
here you have this, and it's beautiful.
You know what it is? And look at, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because you look at the structure of how they show the black woman is seen as ratchet, gold digger, money hungry.
Oh, yeah.
All they care about is looking good. All they care about is doing this. But
working.
Michelle Obama, who shows respect and dignity for herself and also the fact that she has her husband's back. And President Obama, I commend him on many things that he's done. The media is not going to broadcast it, but you know what? He stood up against the ugliness of racism, racist comments made about him. And you know what's even more disturbing is when you hear disparaging comments coming from us. Putting him down, saying he ain't doing nothing for us.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame.
Yep, absolutely.
That is
a shame. 100%.
What I also find interesting is how, wait a minute, hold on. 3054, you're on the air with the menu. What up?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the new year.
Oh, no.
Lord.
Oh God!
Oh boy!
It's New Year. New Year, New You.
My New Year's resolution is to drink more, party more, and live my life even more. That's my life.
That's right.
Well, I have 5 minutes because I have to feed my brother because she's still my boss. But
yes, the kids. Listen.
Yeah. But Brother B, it sounded like you was crying earlier.
Who, me?
Brother B, it sounded like you was crying earlier about you go miss Obama so much. You need some tissue?
Yo, listen.
Yeah, listen, man.
He's stupid.
Listen, it's the representation, man. We ain't got nobody out there representing us like that, man. Ain't nobody out there.
True.
Ain't nobody in the media or no one out there is representing, I have to say it, representing black like that. I'm not trying to,
exactly,
you know, X anybody out, but in terms of minorities, no one is out there really repping like that.
Of course.
Look,
but
what,
no
Bill
matter
look what Bill Cosby tried to make a positive comeback, and look, they threw like 40 women on him from 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But no matter what happens, I guarantee you, what type of job Donald Trump do, people will say, I guarantee this, Donald Trump did a better job than Barack Obama. Guarantee people.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know they're going to
hear it.
Oh,
you're going to hear it.
No, they're going to say that.
Oh. They're saying that right now. Because like I told K-Dog and Sean Black, I never hear so much about President-elect Trump. And he's not even president yet.
Exactly.
You're watching him, like he's doing something right now already.
I don't believe it.
Well, you know what? This is the case now, because guess what? In America, people think that, oh, racism is an old idea. No, it's not an old idea. It is new, and it's much more, it's going to be much more relevant now.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, guys. And, you know, the
racism has been reformed.
It has been. Because guess what? Ever since November the 8th, there has been 1,094 incidents that have happened in the country.
That's been reported.
That people are not talking about.
Well, you guys, you talk about Facebook. What happened yesterday with a Facebook fight when they beat up the guy and say F Trump live on Facebook? I'm like, what's up with that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I don't believe that.
That's
I don't believe that. That to me, part of that is the Pope propaganda. Like, really? So you're going to sit down and tie somebody, beat up some white kid and tie him up and abuse him in front of camera and then put it on Facebook?
Well,
you might as well walk into the precinct and say, here, it's me.
Exactly
right.
What
but
I
like,
said earlier.
Like you said earlier, people do stupid things. People do stupid stuff
people,
all the time.
People do stupid things on Facebook, and you know what? They put it out there, man. Look at this. Hot Rod, everybody, Big Red, Brother B, let's look at it. People do stupid things on Facebook. They put everything out there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Everything is out there.
And I think somebody paying, I feel that people, somebody paying them to do half that stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's about the money.
Yeah.
Brother B, like you say on a show a couple weeks ago, being fake is like the best thing, is the it thing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do things to get
fake
attention. Being fake is like the it. Being real is out the window now.
Yep.
So if it is fake,
I
won't be surprised too much, but I don't think it's fake at all. I think people are just that dumb to broadcast themselves to be the instant. Everybody want to put themselves on the map.
Yep, everybody wants to be superstars.
But, you know, but at the same time, people want to, once again, broadcast the propaganda, and they want to put it out there, and then once again, you have people, you have leeches that grab onto this stuff, and they use it to their advantage, their ugly advantage. And they blow it out of proportion. And once again, more rhetoric comes. This is why black people need to do. This is why this needs to happen. This is why they need to do something about jails and prisons and all this and that. But wait a minute. You want to talk about the crimes that black people are doing? White people do crimes too.
Oh, big crime.
Like, you want to talk about a bunch of kids torturing a white boy? Listen, we've been tortured for years. Ain't nobody trying to say anything about that. But I'm
right.
Not, you know,
ain't
I'm
save
not,
us.
It's okay.
God,
yeah, exactly. I'm not saying it's okay, but still in all, what point are you bringing up? Like, what's the
exactly.
point you really,
no,
what
no,
are
New
you
York
really
crime,
trying to
check it out?
So, I'm just
man.
Like, I don't know I don't know where the road is going to be going for the next few years, but like I said, I just pray. And you know what? I don't think it's Trump. It's a lot of the people that
it's
support
the people.
Him.
And
of
you
course,
know what?
Yeah.
Trump knew what he was doing, because you know what? During his campaign, what was his rhetoric of his whole campaign? It was all based on hate. It was all based on racism. And who did? And guess what? He hyped up the people, and you know what? He won. And again, like I said, 46% of the country didn't vote for Hillary because many of them felt, oh, Hillary's going to win it anyway. So they stayed home. And Trump won. And those same people who were saying, oh, that they're Bernie supporters, who were out there demonstrating, they found out that they were unregistered voters. And therefore, what the hell are you demonstrating about? You stayed home on election day, so grin and bear it.
This is why I don't care about politics, because they're all full of crap.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, Hot Rod.
Well, hold on. K-Dog, let me ask you a question. From K-Dog to Hot Rod to Big Red, let me ask y'all a question. Do you take, at this point, well, let's say after January 20th, do you now or will you still take the White House, the presidency, and the politics serious? Or will be like a steel cage match?
I ain't got nothing. You know what? I'm not going to take it seriously because, you know what, right now, being that Trump is president, I mean, that comes to show where America's going, because do you see who they picked? First up, Trump never held public office. He's never led the military. And, you know, look at his cabinet. Look at the people that he's chosen to be in his cabinet. He chose business people. He chose a white supremacist. So what more can you say about that? It's going to be a circus. It's going to be like the WWE. All up in the White House.
All right. No, I don't take none of it seriously because he doesn't know what he don't know what he's doing. It's just like I've completely been turned off since the whole thing started, because it's just, like I said, I've been completely turned off. Like, completely turned off. Like I don't even care what's going on. I'm just going to wait and see. But he's going to be horrible. I know he's going to be horrible. And that takes a good deal in the office or anything.
But guys, should we give Trump a little bit of a benefit of the doubt? He might do okay of a job.
Well, I'm
a little bit curious, because I'd like to know the business side of how he wants to do it.
Right. How is he gonna deal with the
people
economy?
People did not trust Mayor Bloomberg. But Mayor Bloomberg did turn New York City around after 9/11. I'm like,
In a very interesting way.
Right.
You can't live here no more.
Yeah, you can't live here no more. That's what he turned it into. That's exactly what
He turned it into a cash cow for himself.
And I don't know why, because he already had money. Like, what the hell is he doing?
Well, that's the thing.
Rich people take care of rich people.
Yeah,
rich people take care only of rich people.
Let me tell you something. They're going to look out for their own. Rich people don't look out for, wow, you're struggling paying your rent? Well, too bad. Hey, I'm going to go to Park Avenue and hang out with my friends over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they see it.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I was in downtown Brooklyn today. I'm looking around the area of downtown Brooklyn, like how much it has changed over the years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not impressed by it. It's like all the ma and pop stores are gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more so commercialized.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. More condos are building up. Why?
What you said, remember what you said about Bloomberg, right? But because of Bloomberg, a lot of mom and pop stores couldn't survive anymore because they didn't have the money to keep up with the change that he was bringing.
Exactly.
He allowed corporate and big business to come in and say, listen, we got them dollars, let us in. And he said, sure, as long as I get a cut.
Yep.
Exactly.
You bring in money for the city and for me, you can play. That's
you can do
all.
Whatever you want.
Hey, you know what? Let's shake on it, people. You know, I'm gonna and meanwhile the mom and pop stores cannot afford to stay open anymore. Because you know why? The property that the mom and pop stores own, they raise the rent on.
Yep.
Look
at the Barclays Center.
They make stuff up. Huh?
The Barclays Center. Look at that. Where did they find $1 billion to build that?
They're not. Yeah. You know what it is? I could remember when the Barclays Center was announced. That was back in 2004 when they announced that the that Bruce Ratner is planning to build an arena in Brooklyn for the first time in how many, in like over 50-something years, over 55 years, that Brooklyn has seen professional sports.
Sorry to cut you off, guys. I have to go now. Have a good night.
We're going to talk to you guys.
Good night. Till next time, guys. Take care.
Till next time. All
right. Next time. All
right. Mate.
Yeah. So you guys got to understand this. This is what was going on. Back in 2004, this was announced. And I'm like, this is going to bring a change for Brooklyn. And I said
but
it.
And not every
yeah,
change,
but it hurt people in the process. Look at all the people that lost their homes because of the Barclays.
Exactly.
Yeah, with that eminent domain that some people know about and some people don't. You know,
and some people got money. Some people got money from
it. Yeah, they got paid off.
Oh yeah,
they got paid off. And you know what? They moved to something different because there are some people. You see that old Williamsburg Bank that turned into apartments. People were buying apartments in there.
So then that's the thing. They still are. But then they're building another building across the street. Then they're building a hotel down the block. And then they're building another building. And I'm like, you're building all of these buildings, especially with this European styling, so the apartments are smaller. So you're not really building apartments to accommodate families. You're going to be shelling out extremely big bucks, $10,000 a month, just to live in a three-bedroom? Like,
exactly.
Really? This is what it's come to.
Yeah, that's not for no family. Like you said, it's not for the family. That's for
for the average Joe.
Maybe a couple, and they both work there, but they ain't got no kids or nothing
like
that.
And now, unfortunately, it's becoming more difficult for you to find an apartment to live in.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
More and more difficult.
Even for a little hole in the wall, they want to charge you X amount, thousands of dollars. Because, it's right next to the train station. Oh, it's in prime area, prime real estate. Really? Like,
And they want to make it. Long time ago, it wasn't hard to rent an apartment, but now it is. Because, they want to know the nitty-gritty. They want to know how much what's your salary. You want to know
Your credit score.
Yep.
They want to know if you graduated from high school. They want to know if you ever had any pets. They want to know, did you do track and field? They want to know what you had for dinner last night. And do you like McDonald's? They want to know everything.
But you notice they're doing it on purpose. You know why? Don't you notice something? And I had pointed it out to my sons. I said, don't you notice? Remember back in the days, the South, migrate to the North. They tell everybody, go to the North, and you'll get work. Go to the North, and this, that, and other. Don't you notice? It's reverse now. Now you have to go to the South now in order to live.
And the South ain't promising. And you know what's sad about it? Let me tell you this. The South ain't promising you nothing neither, because you know what? Over there, the job market is very scarce.
You got to have a trade. You can't just go out down south and just like,
and don't have
I'm working the Wawa's. You got to have a trade.
No.
Wait, but
because
not,
you know
the way,
what, you,
not the way y'all don't hear how your black people say, go down south. You know how many people I know move down south and they swear that's the best thing since sliced bread? I got down here and I'm living good.
Wait,
girl.
But you know why?
Yeah.
You know why? You know why? Because you got room to breathe. Like, there's space. Like, people are not on top of you.
Well,
it depends on where they move to. It's a different – once you cross that – once you leave New York,
Mason,
it's a different
Dixon
way
line.
Yeah, once you go – it's a different way of thinking. Not everybody is – listen, once you leave New York, that hustle and bustle, it just starts to decrease because everybody else is on a different pace.
Like
there's
I said
hardly
earlier,
anybody out
how
on
many,
the street.
How many people? Yeah, exactly. Out in other places. Like, yo,
and you know what else? You have to drive it.
I was out somewhere in Long Island. I was out somewhere in deep out in Long Island, and it was like just midnight, and nobody was out. Like, I don't even think I saw like a raccoon or something. Nobody, no one was out. But in the city, out here in the Five Borough, oh man, listen, 24/7.
Yep.
24/7. If you go to a certain part of Queens, Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, and you don't see anybody outside, yo, it's a zombie apocalypse.
Exactly.
Real talk.
But, you know, the way they talk, they're not even talking about, like, the space. They talking about, oh, it's good living out here, and, oh, I'm living it up, and, oh, I'm living it. I'm like, all right. Well, you know, like I said, I mean, I don't know because I'm not planning to move down. So I don't want to be down.
Me neither.
Like I said, I think anything, I'm going to tell you like this, and I don't know if I'm wrong or not, but anything past Pennsylvania is racist to me. They
exactly.
got a bunch of racists. I ain't messing with that.
But you know what? They don't realize this in the South. Now that after January 20th, oh, there's going to be some, oh, the South is going to take a turn back because guess what? Now it's going to be out in the open. That's one thing about the South. It's out in the open racism.
Well, listen,
right.
if you're
That's
talking about
saying.
It's going to be more out in the open, that means they're just going to be walking around snatching people off the street.
They might.
They're going to. You're gonna be seeing white
because
all over the place.
You know, because they planning a rally over there. They plan to celebrate. Now, yay! People don't realize that about the South. People swear that it's so good out there. Yeah, but you know what? I've heard some people who are struggling out there because they're like, man, I had no idea it was that hard. Because yeah, it's cheaper to live down out there, but yet the job market, like I said
before.
Yeah,
the job market is not good.
It's definitely not good. You have to have a profession. You have to have your own business in order to live out there. You can't just pack up and move and say, "Yeah, I'm going to get a job in this profession." No, you're not. You'll be cut in a few months. And you're not going to get paid like you used to up here. And you don't and for those of us who get around, you don't have 24/7 transportation. You got to drive
everywhere. No. Wait.
Yeah.
You're wrong. Uber everywhere. Don't you know that? It's Uber everywhere now.
I ain't got Uber money.
Yeah, but you got to be spending more.
That's what my friend told me. She in Georgia. She said, oh, girl, it's Uber everywhere.
But you know what else, too? You know you spend more money in the South than you do up here.
Yep. Sure do.
You spend more money down south than you'll do up here in New York.
How you feel?
Oh well, some people well, you know, those of them who have automobiles, they gotta pay for gas.
Because you gotta drive everywhere you go down there.
Yeah, you can't. You got
well,
to drive everywhere.
Well, the gas is a little cheaper. The gas is a little cheaper out
there. Yeah, but still, you still gotta get around. That's the problem.
There's no corner store. It's not like you can walk to the corner store
and get your sandwich. Nope.
You gotta drive halfway damn near 2 miles just to get, or 3 miles or something, just to get a damn sandwich.
You know what? Do you know what I can't deal with about out of state, some places in out of state? Well, outside of New York, you can't get liquor after a certain time or a certain day.
Yeah.
You can't get a beer.
That's dumb.
Yo, are you serious? Like, what if I wanted to get a beer? I want a beer. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
the
liquor stores are closed on Sundays.
And on Sunday, I was going to say they closed.
Sunday is closed.
Yep.
Listen.
You can't get no
Everybody
liquor.
Drink wine. They drink wine. Okay? During communion, you drink wine. You trying to listen. They got to at least sell some wine on Sunday. You got to.
And
guess what else? If you like to party, you go down there, your partying days are done. Because guess what? All the spots close at 2 o'clock. And no more than 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
2 o'clock? You know, for those of us who love to go to a party at 12 midnight, you might as to leave at 12 midnight and get there at 1 o'clock, you might as well party for an hour. Because guess what? By 2 o'clock, club shut down. Like,
yep,
huh?
They shutting that down. They like, oh, everybody, I'm going home. But see, that's
what
why they come. But you know, that's why a lot of them. Well, I don't know. I have family that lives in Delaware, and a lot of them, they'll come to like they go to Philly, and then some of them will come to New York to party because they know down there you ain't getting nothing going on down there.
Nope.
After a certain time, it's like you said, 2 o'clock, shutdown time. But they know up here, and you know, like certain parts of Philly or Connecticut or whatever, wherever they go. They know that's, you know, like almost all night, you know, all night night thing.
Yeah, 4 o'clock in the morning, that's when you party.
Mm-mm.
No.
Give me my New York any day.
Yeah, I like New York. It's getting too crowded
New York
for me.
City,
you know what?
It's too,
you know what I,
too much.
You know what I like
it's
about, you know what I like about here? I could go anywhere in the world over here, if you understand what I'm saying. I could go to
Europe. Yeah, no doubt.
I could go to
doubt.
The Caribbean. I could go
to Chinatown. You're right. You get all types of food all over.
All types of culture.
In New York City.
True.
Yep.
That's true.
And
you
that's,
go
that's
anywhere.
The beautiful thing about it. But you know what? But rich people and the politicians don't realize you're going to destroy all of that. When you price everybody out, then the people who can't afford to be here anymore are going to have to leave. So wait a minute. Who's going to make your burger? Or who's going to make your food? Or who's going to do this? Or who's going to do that if people can't afford to live here anymore?
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How are we going to have all these varieties of things when they close down the restaurants because you're too busy charging them extra rent and they can't afford it?
Exactly.
They don't think about that. Well, they're not thinking about that. They're going to get held up.
They're thinking about, money.
Huh?
You know
yeah,
what's
well,
that
listen,
about?
You know,
they'll get cheap labor.
Money ain't always the key, man. That's the thing. Ain't always the key. No.
Well,
that's
a long 4 years, guys.
It's going to be a long 4 years. All we could do is hope and pray. That's all.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
After
and
January 20th.
With that being. Yeah. And with that being said, another episode of The Can. Thank you very much, K-Dog, for calling in.
Hey,
thank you. So
it's a pleasure.
Hey, you're welcome, people. It's been a pleasure.
Hot
hey,
Rod.
Happy New Year, one and all.
Hey, wait. Hot Rod, I hope you ain't getting applesauce thrown on you right now because that would be terrible. But if you are, post it on Facebook so we can see it.
Oh, God.
So, all right,
oh,
Big
man.
Red.
All right.
So, thank you, everybody, for listening. It's another one in the can.
Hey, you're welcome.
First one for the year. We'll catch you. Yo, Absolute Truth on Monday. What, 10 o'clock, 10 p.m.?
Yeah,
Sean
whatever
Black,
time it comes
Rod,
on.
Rod, Nietzsche, B, K-Dog. Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
You know, we got to represent our people. So,
that's right,
next
y'all.
Week. Next, all right, y'all. Everybody be safe. Peace out.
All right.
Peace
later.
Out. Later.
All right.
All right.